This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show. Yeah! The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, coming to you from the studios of PCJ Radio International. Well, this week has been a bit of a hectic one. For those who did tune in last week, as you know, we started doing some test transmissions directed to Southeast Asia and East Asia via Trincomalee in Sri Lanka, on 11,750 kilohertz. Now, the Trincomalee relay station was used by, and actually was owned by, Media Broadcast, and was used by Radio Deutsche Welle for a number of years. And then on January 1st this year, Deutsche Welle, because of budgetary reasons, decided to close it, and it was handed over to the Sri Lankan Broadcasting Corporation. Now, one of the advantages, I have to say, is the SLBC rates are a lot better than the rates that Deutsche Welle ever had for the station. So we've been getting some time there and sending a program out. And the response has been rather shocking. Our good friend Victor Gunatelica is helping respond to the emails by sending out a eQSL to listeners. And those who write in via post will be receiving the postcard version of it. And what is interesting is we're only, like I said, targeting those two areas, but it is going to other places. Now, we've had some technical issues, but not from our standpoint, but from co-channel interference. There's another station that I used to work for many years ago, Radio Havana, Cuba. They also use the same frequency, 11750, in Spanish to Latin America. So listeners, for example, in North America, in parts of the West Coast, they've been able to pick it up. We had a report sent to us from a listener in Seattle, Washington, who said that he was able to pick it up, but there was too much co-channel interference from RHC. Same thing goes for Australia. Eastern Australia had a lot of co-channel interference. Western Australia and Northwest Australia didn't. So what we're doing is this week, we will continue using the same frequency and then have a new frequency, I hope, for next week. The only problem, though, is I really don't want to change frequency just because of that one little area, if I can call it a little area. And there is a reason for that, which is rather funny, which I'll tell you about after we take a listen to our first song today, Arthur Lyman, with A Little Help from My Friends. Arthur Lyman, a little help from my friends beginning today's program. Now, just before listening to that, I was telling you about how I don't want to change frequency that we've been running tests on. And there is a reason for that, which is rather humorous, which I only found out on the night itself. On the night itself, I set up a receiver to also see if I can pick it up here in Taiwan, which of course I can because we're right in the path of where the signal's going. So I tuned in about 5 minutes before 13 hours UTC on Sunday, which is the time that our program was beginning, and I heard the BBC World Service. And then I thought, oh, they're not going to continue here for the next hour. Well, no, they didn't, because they signed off at around 20, 25 seconds or so to the hour. And then as soon as their transmitter went off, the transmitter at Trincomalee went on, the four peeps came on, and then we started. Now, this is sort of how, which is rather, this is the part where it gets really odd. We had someone from the BBC on Monday contact us saying, we think we have some emails for you, and they forwarded a whole bunch. Apparently, BBC World Service use 11750 from 10, sorry, not 10, from 11 to 13 hours UTC, Monday to Friday. They use their site out of Thailand to broadcast to Southeast Asia. So what happened was a number of people thought that this was just a continuation of the BBC program, didn't realize it until maybe a few minutes later, but ended up sticking around. So we actually had a lot more listeners than we probably would have if that hadn't been the case. And this reminded me of something that happened a number of years ago when the BBC World Service decided to drop North America as a target area. Radio Netherlands came along immediately and decided to use the same frequencies for their English programs to North America. And they saw a huge jump in audience numbers. The only difference was the BBC was, or rather, well, they weren't happy about it, which was very funny, because Radio Netherlands ended up using the same transmitter sites, same master control room as the BBC was before they dropped it. Of course, with us, it's a bit of a different thing. But nevertheless, it's sort of, you know, it actually is a good thing. So that's why I'm sort of reluctant to change frequency. Now, I know that if we had no co-channel interference reaching Australia, New Zealand, parts of North America would have been a lot easier. But there are certain gray zones, like I was saying, where it just wasn't going through. So I'll have to wait and see. I'll make a decision after this week's transmission. If you want to find out more about these transmissions, you can go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And if you are in an area that you know that you can't listen, there's a number of websites that are out there. One that I use quite often is called Global Tuners. And it is free to use. And basically, you could connect up with different radios set up around the world. You can tune that radio like you're tuning it locally and hear stuff that you normally can't hear in your own area. That doesn't just cover medium AM, medium wave AM, but also FM and shortwave and other frequencies as well. So for the first transmission that we had going out on Sunday, there are a couple of remote receivers here in Asia, Hong Kong, Philippines, Indonesia. We had people actually in Europe and North America checking out these remote receivers to be able to hear us. And like I said, it was from people in some areas that were informed us about the co-channel interference. Now, if you're saying to yourself, if you don't know anything about shortwave radio and how it works, how is it a signal from Radio Havana, Cuba, targeting South America can affect a broadcast here in Asia? Well, because of the time of day and the azimuth that the signal from Havana is being used to target South America, it sort of just makes its way around the globe, shall we say, and can cause that. I mean, we're not a re we're there. Look, they're not interfering with us. We're not interfering with them because we're targeting two different areas, and the area that we're targeting, they're not being heard. The area that we're targeting, they're not being heard. But it is a little gray area, so we're trying to fix that up. Anyway, like I said, pcjmedia.com, you'll find the details on our homepage. And I'd be interested, of course, to see if there's anybody listening right now who's heard any of these test transmissions. The time is Sundays between 13 and 14 hours UTC, 13 and 14 hours UTC, on 11,750 kilohertz. Time now for music. Here is John Farnham. You probably remember him with Comic Conversation.
I'm going to ask your friends your number, and I'll call you when your man is out of town. And if I say the right word at the right time, then perhaps you'll even
Comic Conversation, John Farnham. This week on Media Network Plus, our communications program, we have something rather interesting, and I think it is, without a doubt, the youngest guest that we've had on the show. He started a radio station when he was, are you ready? 13. Yes, he started an FM radio station when he was 13. A Part 15 station, which is part of, in the United States, is called a Part 15 station, which means if you can broadcast without a license, like at 100 milliwatts or something like that. Yes, 13. And he's still doing it now. And it is so interesting because we did an interview with him this week. And doesn't sound like anybody who's now 15, I'll tell you that. You can tune in. You can find all the details, of course, at our website when you can catch Media Network Plus through either one of our partner stations, or if you want, you can also download the program after the first transmission. Do go and check it out. Of course, you can also catch the monthly edition to the southern part of the United States, Latin America, and the Caribbean from 1 to 2 hours UTC on 9,955 kilohertz. So do go and check it out. And that's the monthly version of the show, as long as the weekly version as well. Time now for a recording that I picked up quite recently of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra playing Anton Dvorak's Carnival Overture, Opus 92. The BBC Symphony Orchestra, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, that is, with a piece, of course, that is very well known, Anton Dvorak's Carnival Overture, Opus number 92. The BBC have a magazine called BBC Music, which I pick up every month when it comes out, because they always include a CD in it. And I think I have now the complete series of recordings from the magazine, which are absolutely fantastic. It's part of the BBC Music magazine collection, and these are recordings that were not made for commercial reasons, but were made for broadcast, and they've been around for 20 years. Last year was our 20th anniversary, and there's a lot of collectors out there for this series because they're really good. And even though these are performances that I already have from other orchestras, the BBC ones, well, are different. I have to say the BBC symphonies are quite good. They have a number of orchestras, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, and others as well. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. You can, of course, contact us anytime you want by visiting our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Or the website for the show, which is hs@pcjmedia.com. I don't know what I was doing there for a second. It's hs@pcjmedia.com. The website that I just gave out, of course, you can also contact us through. But just use this one as well. Okay. Time now for more music. And this is a group that I know that many of you would like, and many of you do like, the Gypsy Kings, Bombolero.
Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo le dan sabana porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así, esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Perdón de Dios, tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino te desaparado, lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro lavando, eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día no cuento si de nada, lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque en mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque en mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la aprendí a vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la aprendí a vivir así. Bamboleo.
Bombolaro, the Gypsy Kings. And now time for something that I've talked about before. And there are listeners right now who, as soon as they hear the first few seconds of it, or even a second, will know exactly what it is. But this is something that happens once a year in Taiwan. So we're now going to take a little listen to the audio. No, it's not bees buzzing around. That's the annual Taiwan air raid drill. Last year, when they did it around the same time, people were still allowed to continue driving on the streets. It was the first year that they did that. But this year, like in past previous years, as soon as people heard this, they would have to clear the streets. If you're driving a car, you pull over. If you're walking by an MRT station or subway station, as you might know it, you have to go inside. If you're walking in front of buildings, you go inside. You literally have to clear the streets. And the air raid drills last for about 30 minutes. So this is the alarm that sounds just before it happens. And then 30 minutes later, they sound it again to let people know that it has ended. And it is such an interesting thing to see, and I still get amazed by it, because I will go to my rooftop, and I have a very good view of the whole city of Taipei from my rooftop, and I'll go there just before they start ringing the alarm, and when they do, it is really, I'm not kidding, within 2 minutes, no more cars on the streets. That's how fast and efficient it's done. That includes not the highways. The highways, traffic can still continue going. But some of the other major arteries as well. Now, from my balcony, there's two bridges that I can see that both go into Taipei City and Taipei County that join them together. And really, all of a sudden, nothing. No scooters, no bicycles, no cars, no trucks, no people walking. And if I go on my rooftop, the only people that I can see are the police standing at major intersections, and that's about it. If you go to YouTube and enter Taipei Air Raid, there are people actually that have made videos of it and have put it online. It really is quite extraordinary. It is. If you don't pull over when you're driving, you get a fine of around, I think now it's gone up, but it used to be 10,000 Taiwan dollars. What is that in U.S. currency? I'm not really sure, but it's around 10,000 U.S. dollars, which is not very much. I think it's maybe around, it's around maybe 200, I think. It could be. It's around maybe 200 or so. 250, maybe. Or 300. Anyway, they've of course, changed it now. So it's actually gone up. Quite interesting. It is really a interesting thing to see. And the alarm that we heard is actually from on top of the police station, not far from where I live. And it was so interesting because a few weeks ago, they decided to replace it just before they did the test. They had previously the old kind that has an electric motor that would turn a flywheel, that would pull air to blow air to make that noise. They've just replaced it now for an electronic one, like we heard. It sounds the same. It sounds the same. Now, the air raid drills, you'd think that it's for only that, but actually, no, it isn't. It's also for natural disasters as well. Earthquakes. We live in a big earthquake zone, so we get them quite frequently. But for big earthquakes, this alarm would go. For major typhoons or super typhoons, in case of flooding, the alarm would also go. So they do rehearsals every year. And this is not just in here in Taipei, but it's actually throughout Taiwan. So it doesn't matter if you go to South Taiwan or East Taiwan or West Taiwan or East Taiwan and South, it doesn't matter. It's the same time for everywhere. Quite amazing. Time now for music. Here are the Searchers with Pins and Needles. Or I should say, sorry, Needles and Pins.
sie heute Nacht, vergess sie nie, ihr kleines Gesicht. Und ich weiß, wenn ich nicht sofort gänge, dann tut mein Herz mir weh. Tausende der Stiche, Nieders am Pinsel, doch alle meine Schmerzen sind vor sie nur Scherze. Hey, ich hab geglaubt, sie hat vertraut, doch sie ist nicht treu. Ich sehe es ein, lasse sie allein. Einmal kommt der Tag, wenn sie denn einen mag, dann wird sie selber sehen und um seine Liebe flehen. Er wird sie nicht verstehen, doch dann hat sie die Träume. Nur von Nidos an Pins, Ahedne, Ahedne. Doch jede Nacht seh ich ihr Bild, ihr Bild von mir. Doch ich möcht sie nicht mehr sehen. Doch ich sah sie heute Nacht, vergess sie nie, ihr kleines Gesicht. Und ich weiß, wenn ich nicht sofort gehe, dann tut mein Herz mir weh, yeah, 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 yeah. Tausende der Stiche, Nidos am Pinsel, doch alle meine Schmerzen sind für sie nur Scherze.
Something I realized after that started playing, actually was in German. It actually is Needles and Pins performed by The Searchers. And when I was checking the in sleeve, which was handed me by my production assistant, actually the two songs on here, every song is performed in English, and then right after it, it follows by a version that they recorded in German. But it doesn't state on the record sleeve itself which is which. You have to look at the liner notes inside, which we didn't, but it doesn't matter. Still a nice song, right? You know it. I mean, I'm not gonna, oh, I'm sorry, it was in the wrong language, you know. Doesn't matter, doesn't it? Yes. Something I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show when I was talking about our test transmissions. If you go to YouTube and do a search for PCJ Radio International in YouTube, you'll find links that people recorded from that test transmission, including one which shows the BBC signing off and us signing on the same frequency. Look for PCJ Radio International in YouTube, and also BBC WS PCJ Radio International in YouTube, and you'll find it. If you want more information about this program or other programs, you can check out our website anytime, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. As you know, for the past few weeks, we ran a series featuring some well-known comedians. We ended last week with Peter Sellers, and had a few people writing in saying, we should do it again. Here are some suggestions, and they sent a whole list. Well, this is not a comedy show, I'll tell you that. Well, I make people cry, but it's not a comedy show, of course. So we're going to do it again. We're not going to do it every single week and every single show. But we'll keep it in mind to do it, you know, maybe later on in the year or something. Again, time now for music. We're going to head to Barbados with a song that we played once before, but it's a lot of fun and will get you dancing. Big Davies, Spirit of the Crop.
Fever, the human fever.
Fever!
Them, how they jumping and join them, Kadumet morning. All the bands parading in the stadium. Then they jumping on the streets down to Spring Garden.
The way they jumping,
you will think they gone insane.
You might think it's frightening,
but on the music in the brain,
music,
ain't happening.
Yeah.
up and doing bad. You will think they're going mad.
Kadoma fever.
Have them rocking.
Spread up from over.
Have them whining.
Kadoma fever.
Have them jamming.
Spread up from over.
Have them jumping. Aye. Aye. There you go. People jumping to the latest, and they listening for the sweetest. Hear a band coming down, playing the roadman's tune. Don't you worry, what's your hurry? It will get here soon. You will think they're gone insane.
You might think it's frightening.
But only music in the brain. Ain't half a year. It's only plain hysteria. They're walking up and doing bad. You will think they're going mad. All this splendor, it's more than a carnival. Singing woy, 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 yo, yo, yo. Keep up this tradition and rise to the occasion. Have your fun in the sun, but no violence. We must never fight each other, it ain't make no sense.
You ain't jumping.
You will think they're gone insane.
You might think it's frightening.
But only music in the brain. They ain't have malaria. It's only plain hysteria. They're walking up and doing bad. You will think they're going mad.
Spirit of the Crop, Big Davey from Barbados. Not too long ago, we received an email from a listener in the United Kingdom, and she was asking me if I had heard about the new album from Kylie Minogue, which came out a few months ago. And no, I hadn't. I actually have quite a bit of Kylie Minogue at home, but I hadn't heard of this one. And it is very different from anything that she has done before. True, the songs are the same from other albums, like The Locomotion and others. But anyway, she records them with a whole symphony orchestra, a big orchestra, with very different arrangements. And it is good. It's just strange. You know, a song like Locomotion, which, you know, everybody's doing it, you know, it's an up-tempo song. But here she's doing it. I mean, it's just odd, but it sounds good. You know, it's a good record, but it's just peculiar. I will try to get my hands on one. I know it is available here in Taiwan. I just have to look for it this weekend, and I'll get it and play something on the show, because it is just It's just strange. It is just peculiar. The strangest thing that I've ever heard before. But like I said, it's good at the same time. Does that make any sense? Quite often I don't make any sense. I never do make any sense. if you're looking at just, if you're saying to yourself, Keith has gone loopy today, that's okay. I'm loopy all the time, you know? Anyway, speaking of that, that was a terrible segue. Let's have a little bit of Kylie Minogue right now. This is from an album called Enjoy Yourself, which came out many, 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 many years ago. In fact, 1989, with Hand on Your Heart.
Put your hand on your heart and tell me that we're through. Ooh, oh. Ooh, oh. Put your hand on your heart, hand on your heart. Well, it's one thing to fall in love, but another to make it last. I thought that we were just beginning, and now you say we're in the past. Oh, look me in the eye and tell me we are really true. You know it's one thing to say you love me, but another to mean it from the heart. And if you don't intend to see it through, why did we ever start? Oh, I wanna hear you tell me you don't want my love. Put your hand on your heart and tell me it's all over. I won't believe it till you put your hand on your heart and tell me that we're through. Ooh, oh. Put your hand on your heart, hand on your heart. They like to talk about forever, but most people never get the chance. Do you wanna lose our love together? Do you find a new romance? Oh, I wanna hear you tell me you don't want my love. Put your hand on your heart and tell me it's all over. I won't believe it till you put your hand on your heart and tell me that we're through. Ooh, oh. Put your hand on your heart and tell me it's all over. I won't believe it till you put your hand on your heart and tell me that we're through. Ooh, oh. Put your hand on your heart, hand on your heart,
hand on your heart,
hand on your heart,
hand on your heart,
hand on your heart. Oh, look me in the eye.
Hand on Your Heart, Kylie Minogue, very early Kylie Minogue recording. Well, we are nearly out of time. It's nearly time that I say adios. Yes, adios. Somebody gave me an interesting idea the other day. They said, why don't you just do a show where you say absolutely nothing at all? And I kind of looked at them and I said, well, you do mime on radio. They were actually serious, and they said, well, not exactly. You could if you want. That would be funny, wouldn't it? Mime on radio. This is what it would sound like. And that was me walking through a wall. There is a record. I'll talk about that another time. There is a. Oh, I'll mention it now. There is a recording from the very well-known French mimist Marceau on Columbia Records. Long story, and I'll talk about it another time, but it's just very odd. Anyway, you know, he said, why don't you do a show where you just come on and really say nothing? And I said, well, I do that all the time. And he said, no, not your normal nothing. But you come on and you just go garbo, gargo, google, google, nip, 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 and just make all kinds of strange noises continuously for 1 hour and see if people listen. And it got me thinking, that would be an interesting idea, especially if somebody listens and I'm going gargo, gargo, google, google, and somebody writes in, I've never heard that language before. What is it? Now, that would be funny, wouldn't it? and considering how mad I can actually be, that would be rather fun. And now I'm thinking about it. Maybe I should do something like that one day. No, it's a little bit too crazy. Mind you, if I did, I wouldn't tell people. I just sort of put the program out and let's see what happens. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for this week. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And I want to invite you again to check out the test transmissions that we're going to be doing for the next few Sundays from 13 to 14 hours UTC on 11,750 kilohertz, 11750 kilohertz. From 13 to 14 hours UTC, Sundays. You can go to our website and find the details. Try to listen. Especially if you're in a part of the world. East or Southeast Asia is fine. You can try other areas as well. If not, try a remote receiver. All right. I'm going to leave you right now because there's nothing but gobbledygook coming out of my mouth right now. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Fallon wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.